This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty Sheriff Officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there had been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is Friday, October 4th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see a list of all the guests that I've ever had on the program since beginning on RBN on October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website, my website, spingola.com, and click on the radio schedule button. Then choose the appropriate year and month. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very skilled listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and In the Name of Yahweh. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Welcome, Andy.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Good, good. I love your accent. I suppose that you think that we Americans have an accent, too.
Yeah, I think it's strange. I think I've got a more London accent, and a lot of Americans think that that sometimes sounds like Australian as well.
Uh-huh.
So the two can sometimes get confused. But, and of course, there's different accents all around England and different accents all around America as well, and it's only by I've traveled to a few places in America and I've spoken to, you know, many American friends and what have you in, you know, my time doing what I've been doing, and it's interesting to see that you have as many different accents throughout the USA as we do in the UK.
Oh, particularly when you talk about going south or something like that, it's very strange.
Yeah.
they really do have an accent. You have to, but I also note that when I've spent a lot of time in the South, that I can pick up that accent pretty easily. So it just depends on what you're around, who you're around, and anyway, it's just interesting. All righty. Last time that you were on, we got a phone call, and it had to do with Luke 19:27, and the caller that called in cited that scripture, and this, you said, was a favorite of the CI crowd, the Christian Identity crowd. Could you explain your affiliation or non-affiliation with that particular crowd?
Well, I would say there's views that I share with that crowd, but what I don't like is when people take things out of isolation. And firstly, I don't want to, I've not got any issue with the caller for saying, mentioning Luke 19:27, but the Luke 19:27 is basically Christ telling a story, which is referred to as parables, if you like, in the scripture, as people are probably familiar with that term. And it goes along the lines of, and, you know, basically, you shall slay my enemies before me, or, you know, kill my enemies before me. And some people use that to say any enemies of Christ, that gives them the justification to kill all enemies of Christ. Now, throughout the scripture, there are, certainly with Genesis 3:15, where I interpret that as there's going to be a perpetual war between the children of God through Adam and the children of Satan through Cain. But I think some people see that verse and they think they can sum up everything in that verse. But if they do, then they're opening themselves up to criticism, because that verse is taken from a story that Christ is telling. And if, for example, I was to tell you a story and then I move on to a part and I say, yes, and you must go out and kill those people, then you took that in isolation, you'd say, oh, Andrew Hitchcock said you should go out and kill those people, when actually I'm telling you a story. But of course, other people will say the parables all had meanings in them for your interpretation. And what I tried to do with the book In the Name of Yahweh was literally, I was looking at key areas. The first, I wanted to get all the biblical law in there. So I knew, I kept hearing people talk about all the 759 law, statutes and ordinances and judgments for breaking those in the Bible. And I wanted to find out who these children of Satan and who these children of God really were. And, you know, find out the and really structure the book around that, and I literally went chronologically through the Bible. And the way that I did that was, I had to study it obviously for a while, and I got various different Bibles, and I think I had about 8 different Old Testaments, about 12 different New Testaments. I stayed with the King James because I didn't want the book to be, oh, I'll pick out the I'll use the Geneva translation for this, and I'll use the Moffat for this, and I'll use the Farrar Fenton for this, and Smith and Goodspeed for this, and King James for that, to suit what I was trying to say. I wanted it to come all from the same Bible, and whilst the King James I'm not a fan of with the dated language, I actually tried, I actually wrote the book, funnily enough, using the New King James, and then I went to go through it, and I found that the New King James was copyrighted. And so I would have had to get permission. And as I went through it further, I found that there were some glaring mistranslations from the New King James had done from the King James, which makes what the Bible actually says, it actually reads the opposite way. And so I actually included them in the Name of Yahweh as a couple of examples. And I quoted the King James verse and the New King James verse, and so people could see the polar opposite there. And I think that the problem with scripture, and people will say this with me, people will say, well, you've taken the whole Bible, this massive collection, if you like, of 66 books, and you've bought a book out, you say, covers it all, which is about 250 pages. And so people say, well, you're just cherry picking what you want out of it. And that's fine. People are entitled to their opinion, but I've tried to show the racial lineage of Adam. I've tried to show where Cain's race ended up. I've given all the laws of the scripture of the Bible in there and really taken people on that journey. And, you know, there could be other books out there where someone will write about the various different architecture that's referred to in the Bible that you could go to, or areas that you could go to today. It's no different from what I've done. The Bible is the Bible, and for me, you find books. E. Raymond Capt, I believe, he wrote, I think it was him, the author that wrote Studies in Revelation and all the different books, and these great long books that are just studies of various books of the Bible. And as I say, it was just my desire to, I'd heard all these different stories about who the children of Satan are and who Israel of the Bible is and what have you. And it was just interesting to me to do the research myself in the same way that I did with the Synagogue of Satan, because I think I apologise if I'm repeating myself, but the story I always say is that there's been over 100 deathbed confessions, people saying they killed Kennedy. Well, we know that there was more than one shooter, but there wasn't 100. And then take 9/11. There's got to be 30 theories out there. Just take your pick. And so I just wanted to find out what was the correct one to put them together.
Sure. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be back in about 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and, which is updated. Okay, let's say this right. The Synagogue of Satan, updated, expanded, and uncensored. And I have that on Kindle. And I also have a hard copy, The Synagogue of Satan, which came out, what year did it come out? I'll have to take a peek here. It's been out a while. I know I've had it for, 5 years? 2009 is when it, the fourth printing, 2007. Wow. Okay. So it's been out a while. All righty. So you were talking about your process of going through and using the King James Version, and even the King James Version. You have to kind of figure that if they can change the meaning of things simply by removing a word or adding a word, in the most recent King James Version, which you mentioned is copyrighted, then they certainly could have done that when they initially put the King James Version together. And I understand from Dr. Lorraine Day, she wrote a book about who exactly put that the King James original one together. So it's kind of a confusing situation here.
No, I completely agree, and this was the best way to describe it is that the Synagogue of Satan was largely about recent events. I mean, the book did start in 1650 or around that period, the original book, which I bought out. I actually printed it myself. I printed 500 copies because it started off on Dale Bradford Smith's website. I used to listen to his program. I was putting this, it was basically a timeline. It wasn't supposed to be a book. It was just, like I say, I would do a lot of research on Kennedy or 9/11 or what have you. And then I'd be watching DVDs, reading books, listening to interviews, reading articles, and coming up with what I felt fitted and what I felt was just nonsense. And then I'd just slot it in a timeline format, because I didn't really know how to keep it all together. So I thought, well, I'm quite good at remembering years generally, so if I just put it in that way. And it just got bigger and bigger, and it got too big really to be read online. So I put a book together, and then Dale Bradford Smith did an interview, and I just sent copies of this book out to various different people. One of them was Tex Mars. I got a call, I think about 2-3 months after he had received it, from one of his assistants, Jerry, who he's the guy who introduces the Tex Mars show, actually. And basically saying that Tex loved the book, and he wanted to order some copies to sell through his ministry. And basically the way the postal system, whatever was, it was just not going to be cost effective to actually for him to sell them, because it was costing probably about $15 a book, just what I'd paid for it and the postage over. And so I suggested, I said, well, you've got your publishing company, why don't you publish it? And he said, all right then. And that's what happened. And then the March of 2007, it came out. That's kind of how it all came about. And my research has always been, you know, just keep looking at the various different facts. And as I say, with history that we've seen and we've grown up with, and world wars, and they're more real to you. You can reach out, you can see them, you know, you've had things handed down from parents, grandparents, what have you. When you go to the Bible, you're basically depending on a document that only an element of faith will give you that 100% this is true aspect to it. We know 9/11 was true. Do you see what I mean?
Sure.
We know it happened, but these things that go back thousands of years, we have to believe what's in the text. And so,
but even that, we know that something happened, but we only know what the television told us.
Oh, I agree. But then obviously we know that the buildings came down.
Sure.
There's discrepancies as to how was it.
Sure.
Were they? To my mind, they were definitely wired with explosives, because they actually came down in the way a controlled demolition does. And when you look at the evidence of the 400 Israeli so-called art students that were rounded up and deported and found bomb residue in their trucks, and other Israelis that were dressed in Arab clothing and dancing around and laughing while they filmed it, and then they appear on Israel television to say that they were there to document an event. Well, how do you document an event that you don't know is going to happen? The only person to document the Kennedy assassination was Abraham Zapruder, another man of Jewish background. And it always seems to link together. My interest in the Bible came from listening to what I found was quite extreme people, which were the Christian Identity Movement, and listening to it and thinking, what is this? Because I kind of, I'd got myself where I was happy, if you like, with modern history. And so I started looking into that. And then the next stage from that was, well, they pointed me in directions of different verses that they quote, like the verse that we discussed. But I wanted to, again, find out for myself. And I always suggest to people to take what's out there and throw away what you don't like and keep what you do, but do an element of your own research as well so you can be happy, because I'm sure that there are people who read any of my work and they may disagree on certain aspects that I put together. I've tried to put it cold and emotionless, if you like, so it's just a dossier of facts. So it's there for people.
Well, I really like the way that you put together the Synagogue of Satan. I really like timelines and the idea of using a timeline and putting it all together. I think it's a really good format to use. I really do. I think it's it's very good.
Well, it's funny because when I went to do In the Name of Yahweh, and I'd got a redundancy from work, and so I had a bit of money so I could literally not work for a few months, just over a year, and I got it done quicker than I hoped to. And so I'd always been collecting information, and as I don't know if you experienced the same thing, Deanna, with your books, but after the Synagogue of Satan came out, and then there was more, not just more things happening that you'd like to put in. Obviously, you can't put them in if they happened after you brought the book out. But I was finding things that were around, that documents, books, what have you, that I hadn't seen when I put it together that I'd like to have put in there. And so I was aware of all those, and I had extra time, so I decided to update it. And at the end of updating it, I thought to myself, I'm going to index it this time, because I knew I was going to self-publish. And the greatest thing about the Tex Mars version over my original 500 copies was he'd indexed it, and I had this view that indexing took months and months and months and months, and it took me about 4 days. And I couldn't believe how easy it was to index a book.
Really? Now, I love indexes. In fact, I think if a book doesn't have an index, it's just not a good book.
Yeah.
I just think that I took a speed reading class in college, and that was one of the requirements for a good book, is that it has a good index and that it also has a contents. And so whenever I look at a book to buy, I just check see if it has an index. And yes, I do believe in indexes. But how did you go about indexing yours? I know with mine, I have to put together a list of words, and then there is a software program that will find the page that will go through and find the pages that those particular words are on. But you actually have to go through each chapter and pick out the words that you want to appear in the index. Is that how you did it, or? Oh, okay. Tell us about how you did that after we come back.
Okay.
All righty, be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and he is the author of two books, one of which is called The Synagogue of Satan, and there's a new updated version, which is The Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored, which is available at Amazon as a Kindle, and his latest book is In the Name of Yahweh. All righty. We were talking about indexing.
Yes, I mean, all as I recall now, I could do it on Microsoft Word.
Yes,
there was a way of doing it.
Yes.
I just highlighted it, and then it came together. And then I found that there were certain, you had repeats of the word or something, and then you sort of tidied it up at the back, and it seemed to come together quite well. And I was surprised at how quick I was able to do it.
Yes,
but so much that people can do themselves, and you know, certainly I don't want to get off the topics as such, but basically whenever I want to do something on any Microsoft product, I never use their help center, because unless you put the exact description that they give it, then you're not going to find anything. So say for example, once I wanted to put drop down list on a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, I just went onto Google and I just typed in drop down list on Excel, etc., and it came up straight away as to how to do that. But when I actually tried to do it in Excel by typing that into the help and how to do whatever in there, I wasn't getting any luck whatsoever. So
exactly, yes, I found that to be true also with Access and Excel. All righty, so let's talk about Okay, you mentioned that you have no affiliation with the Christian Identity Movement. But you still believe in certain aspects of what they teach, such as the tribes moving and immigrating out of Judea to other places, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The lost sheep of the House of Israel, not lost to their geographical location, but to lost as to who they are. And I firmly believe that. If we have time, I'll quickly go through in this section of the program. Rather than quoting one verse in isolation, I've actually brought up John 8:31-8:47, and a lot of people quote John 8:44. But if we go through John 8:31-8:47, and then I can quickly run through indicators in that as to what that means afterwards, if you'd like.
Okay, John 8:31-8:47.
So okay. I can read through the verses quickly now,
okay.
And then I'll just let you know my interpretation.
Okay.
John 8:31. Then, and I'll just read through right up till 47 without quoting each.
Go ahead.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my worth hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which you have seen with your father." They answered him and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man who hath told you the truth, which I have heard of Yahweh God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one father, even Yahweh God." Jesus said unto them, "If Yahweh God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from Yahweh God. Neither came I myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of Yahweh God heareth Yahweh God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of Yahweh God." And what I say about this is it's one of the most important passages of in the Bible, and again, it's a passage. We're not quoting just John 8:44 here. We've quoted 31-47. And if you read this in various different translations, it's very similar. And I want to say, firstly, in John 8:31-8:32, Jesus talks of his disciples abiding in his word and the truth making them free. And the Jews' first lies in John 8:31 when they imply that they believe in Jesus. Then in John 8:33, the Jews say that they have never been in bondage to anyone. Well, if that's the case, then they cannot be the Israel of the Bible, because Israel were, for example, in bondage in Egypt. Jesus then tells them he knows that they're Abraham's descendants. Now, people say, "Oh, well, that must mean that they're the Israel." But you see, when you go back to such as Esau in the Bible, and even Judah, he had children long before Perez and Zara, but because they didn't go through the genealogy, going back to Adam, and they were from other tribes, if you like, not of Israel, they were not his heirs. It was only when he ended up with some of his tribe, and Perez and Zara were born, the twins, and they took on took on the inheritance, if you like. And then we move on to example, people quote King Solomon, who had Canaanite wives, and it just goes to show that people can be of a certain seed, but whereas the Bible is always, I only come to the house of Israel, and it's, you go through, I forget if it's in Luke or something, where it actually says you've got a genealogy that goes back over about 15, 18 verses that goes from Adam all the way down to Jesus Christ through Mary, you see. And so if that's not important, then why is it quoted? I say that, of course, in John 8:39, Jesus questions if the Jews are Yahweh's children, or sorry, Abraham's children, they do the works of Abraham. And then the Jews claim that Yahweh is their father, or Yahweh is the name of the true name of God in the Bible. And Jesus says if Yahweh was their father, then they would accept him. What Jesus is saying is that the Jews are out there saying to Jesus that we're the Israel of the Bible. That's basically what they're saying to him. And so when people say today, why do the Jews claim to be the Israel of the Bible? Well, they even claim to be the Israel of the Bible to Jesus Christ. That's right there in those verses. And my belief is that they claim to be that. They claim two things. They claim to be the Israel of the Bible to get to be revered, if you like, by religious people. And I know that there's a great religious element in America, and there's all sorts of churches and pastors that have got Learjets and goodness knows what else. And so
they're mostly 501c corporations answer to the government.
Well, I mean, that's precisely the point. And basically, you if people look that that law up, or to that what you have to do to get that tax exempt status up, as you've said, that you're basically not allowed to criticise the government. You're not allowed to criticise anything. Such as, say, homosexuality. If it's a government policy that there's going to, that can't be discriminated against, then you can't criticise it, which then drags you back to Leviticus, where the law is that the penalty for homosexuality is death. And so you can't claim to, and this is what always interested me, because I'm interested in looking at people coming out and saying these different things, and it's just hypocrisy, and why are they saying them? To my mind, you can't have that status and say that you're preaching the Bible. And when you get people teaching, you know, they're Eve and apple in the garden and things like that, it's just not even in there. And Jesus loves everybody. It's not in there. People use Galatians, for example. They say that in the book of Galatians, that's when Jesus said anyone can be a Christian, anyone can follow, you know, Christ and the laws and what have you. But when you look at what Galatians book actually is, it's a letter to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's basically saying to them, look, you've gone off, you've gone your own way, but you are of Israel, so, you know, you can still come back. But it's interpreted as to everybody, because people don't, because again, the people that quote the Jesus loves everybody crowd are taking certain verses out of isolation.
Sure. All righty. We are going to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under.
Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and The Synagogue of Satan, Updated, Expanded, and Uncensored, and In the Name of Yahweh. Alrighty. You know, it's very interesting. I mean, people say, oh, Jesus didn't exist, or this didn't exist. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, I think that there has to be opposition in all things. And in that opposition, we do have evil upon the earth. If it weren't for the evil, then nothing would exist, you know, then one would not, appreciate the good in the world. And certainly bad things do happen to good people. But it's how we respond to those things, that makes us who we are, that kind of gives us our character. And so anyway, I'm just babbling here. Religion's a very difficult topic to discuss. But anyway, go ahead, discuss it.
No, it's interesting, and I see exactly where you're coming from. And I mean, from my point of view, firstly, I'm sorry to the listeners that I was a bit garbled. I was trying to read all those verses out as quick as I could because it was quite a long section to read, and it probably gave you an indication of why I wanted to use the New King James, because I wanted to basically have a Bible that was exactly like the King James but in modern day language. But unfortunately, they chose to make some clear changes that were very smidely and slyly done to change the whole meaning. But nevertheless, I couldn't have used it because I needed to have it it was copyrighted anyway. But it was, I believe that it was a useful experience because it showed me how, you know, corrupt people can be to try and change things when they're telling people, oh, we're only doing it to make it easier to read. I think the other thing with Christian identity, you see, is that I do believe, I'll make it clear now to the listeners, because I don't want to duck and dive or anything, but I do believe that the Israel of the Bible are the white race, and I do believe that the children of Satan are the Jews today. Now, that's my interpretation from what I've studied. The problem with Christian identity is there's a lot of links to hating all the other races, and you know, whether it's Africans, Chinese, whatever. I personally believe that to protect each of us, and that's whether it's the white race, the black race, the Oriental, whatever, I think that it's better for them to live separately, because what my research has taken me towards, and what you can see all the way through, is this media promotion of race mixing and what have you, which is purely designed to do as Eleanor Roosevelt said, and she wanted the American people to be a light brown people, and they just want to mix everyone up together, but as long as the Jews are in charge. And what amazes me today is that despite... most people who haven't read the Bible will know that Christ kicked the Jews out of the temple, that Christ said the Jews were the children of Satan, and they know these things, but yet they sit idly by while the Jews run their banking system, while the Jews run their media system, while you've got lobbies like AIPAC, who basically, you know, Israel isn't a state of America. America is a state of Israel. It's as simple as that. The Israelis control, and the Jews control, all America's foreign policy, and more importantly, their domestic one. The fact that America's having all these Mexicans and what have you coming in, and it's not just in America, but throughout Europe, you've seen what's called affirmative action in America was called positive discrimination in England. And it was a means whereby people were prioritised on the fact that they were not of the native population. And I don't recall any votes in any Western countries on whether the population wanted immigration to come in. And all of our nations are suffering with recession, with high unemployment, and all they're doing is bringing more people in. And it's very clear to me that what the my research has told me that the Jews know who they are. They know that they're the descendants of Cain, and they know that they're at war with the descendants of Adam, who, of course, Adam was created from God. And basically, they are doing everything in their power to destroy the white race. And on the way, they're quite happy to destroy any other races, because all the Jews care about are the Jews. Now, whilst I believe the whites are the Israel of the Bible, that doesn't mean that I only care about the white race. I live in quite a diverse area, and I would certainly, if anyone could turn around and say every white person is better than every black person, it's just ludicrous, because you can meet people of every race that can be friendly and pleasant and well-mannered, and you can meet some that you just wouldn't want to go near within 100 yards of. But the fact is that we live in a world where, rather than every country being given its opportunity, most countries could be self-sufficient. It's as simple as that. You know, we can't grow coffee in England, so right, we won't drink coffee. But you can drink other things and make other things. And it's the same with African nations and the so-called third world nations. But these are just bled dry by this ridiculous economic system whereby they concentrate different industries in different areas and just have mass immigration into those countries. And then they get their sports stars and their music stars and all that to, oh, we'll get, they make mistakes sometimes, like with O.J. Simpson and Nicole Simpson and what have you. But there's this great big push that I find in the UK and in America to promote any of these mixed race couples, because really all the Jews want to do is to wipe out the white race, because they know, and not just the biblical side of things. If you look back at the 100 times in history that they were kicked out of countries, it was only ever the white race countries. And the Jews are like elephants. They never forget. They turn round, Rothschild turned round to the Russian Tsar when he got involved in 1815 and prevented him taking control of the world then, and he said that I will get my revenge, and 100 years later he did. So, you know, these people will take this with them forever, and this is why people have to be so careful with these organisations such as, the Neutere Carta or any of these so-called Jewish organisations, like Jews Against Zionism and stuff like that, because you mark my words, that if suddenly what we talk about and what is just out there for people to see, but most people just watch the stupid mainstream media, if we went viral and people knew, then suddenly all these Jews at the moment are Zionists and what have you. They'll run around and say, oh no, we were never Zionists. No, 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 no. We were all supporters of Brother Nathaniel and we were all this and stuff. And then I guarantee it, they'll be back again in a few years. They'll regroup and they'll do the exact same thing, because that's what they've always done. In the Magna Carta, the foundation of British law and certain elements of American law, the only race it warns people against is Jews. And this is like written in 1200 and something. I mean, it's just, it goes back historically, and these people, they're always trying to change history to suit them. They're trying to manipulate the public to doing things to suit them. And then they just simply lay awake at night working out how to destroy races, working out how to destroy cultures, working out how to destroy family values, working out how to destroy people's finances, because all they want is to own everything and people to rent them all off them, because they believe that they're superior, not because they're the children of God, but because they're the children of Satan. And that is taught in their synagogues, and they're aware of that. But and we've seen so many. You just need to look at the Talmud, and you just see what the Talmud says. And when the Jews say that they follow Moses' law and what have you, absolute nonsense. In the name of Yahweh, I cite different laws. As I go through the laws, I also introduce bits of the Talmud under those laws, and I show how when the Jews claim to follow the laws in the Bible, what their Talmud says is the complete opposite, and they follow that.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, and stay tuned. It's very interesting.